Hi, everyone. Welcome. Buenos dias from Mexico. Hope you guys are doing good out there. And I just wanted to do a quick radio show today because I wanted to explain something that happened to my husband and I yesterday, something that needed to be done. And it was a great experience because we kept finding ourselves really sick all year. We've been sick with everything, like, you know, just flu, poison twice, dengue. It's just been one thing or another this whole year. Okay. Well, it wasn't the whole year. It was actually from like May on, but it was a constant being hit with something. The whole family was being attacked. So finally, we decided, you know what? A friend of my husband's, who's an osteopath physician, recommended this guy who is he deals with magnet therapy, and he swore by him. He said he went through that session with him, and he had so much energy. He had energy, and he was playing racquetball for two whole hours straight. He was having a good time. He loved it. And he just had just so much energy. He thought with clarity and all this. He was just talking so highly about this magnet energy guy. And this was back in Halloween or Samhain. And we thought, you know what? We're going to give it a try. So we finally gave it a try yesterday. And the results were amazing. The results were absolutely amazing. This guy, he puts magnets all over your body. And he does some chant, like, by your feet. He holds your feet, and he just does some type of chanting while he puts these magnets on you. And then he starts writing something, like a list of things, while he's doing that. So about 50 minutes, you're laying there on a massage table. And then shortly after, you know, I was, like, in and out. And, my consciousness was in and out. I was, like, falling asleep. And then finally, when he was done, he took the magnets off. I sat up, and I was just a little out of it still. And it took me about maybe 10 minutes to finally recuperate. And I realized I felt so much lighter. I had so much clarity. The things that were, I felt, you know, I had a really stiff neck for the longest time. I felt really stiff. I felt really, my shoulders felt really stiff. It was amazing. It felt like it was completely gone, and I felt like really loose. My neck, that was the first thing I experienced, was my neck. My shoulders felt extremely loose, and it felt wonderful. It was like, oh, I feel so free. I felt like I was in my early 20s all over again, just feeling good and free and limber and flexible, and so much energy just rushed into my head shortly after the magnetic therapy. And then he told me all the things that he found on my body. He said, I had so many problems. He said, I had a lot of parasites in the liver, parasites in a lot of the organs, in my heart, my intestines, like all these, the spleen. And then, I mean, he went on and said a lot of things about my chest and my throat. And I mean, he just went off. He was saying that, you know, I was plagued with a bunch of viruses and, you know, a lot of bad parasites and candida and all that. So they're finally wiped out, right? Wiped out clean. Then he went on to say, this is going to trip you guys out. He took 5 reptilians out of my heart area. Reptilian energy vampires that were sucking on my heart chakra. And grays that came out of my spleen, like 2 grays, you know, the gray alien energy. And there was a reptilian on my frontal lobe of my brain, and then in the back of my brain. It was freaking crazy. And he said that's where they're sucking your energy the whole time. I couldn't freaking believe it. And the funny thing was the osteopath physician said the same thing. that after he did the magnet therapy, the doctor told him very similar. Like, he had about 30 different types of entities, and one that was really an evil entity, like just malevolent, like wanting to suck the life out of him. So what does that mean? That means that we have these things. It doesn't matter your religion, doesn't matter your spirituality belief. It doesn't freaking matter. We have these things on us all the time, sucking the life out of you, sucking on your energy field. And that's why, you know, we may have blocks in our lives. Things aren't moving forward. It could be also, you know, being hit with illnesses left and right, because they're constantly sucking on you. And my husband too, he had the same similar thing. He had 6 reptilians in his heart. He had some type of virus that was eating up his muscles, something to do with his eye, his ear, all these complaints that Darren had. The doctor actually confirmed this, the magnetic doctor anyway, we call him, the magnet guy. It was absolutely insane, the experience that we had. So and then after that, we went out to go eat, but I had so much energy. I felt like I can run around so many times in the neighborhood. I was like, man, this is a perfect time to go to the gym, guys. This is a perfect time to go to the gym. I have so much freaking energy, all this energy, all the life force that was being drained. And who knows how long I had that for. This is the first time I've ever gone through magnet therapy. So who knows, all my life, I had these little things sucking on us. So it doesn't matter if you go to the gym, you're eating good and running, and it doesn't matter, because you still got these damn things sucking on you. So what I highly recommend for all of you out there, please, if you haven't yet, go for a treatment. Go to a magnet therapy treatment. And if you're in the States, Europe, doesn't matter. Everybody's there for you. Everybody's there for you, and don't put it off. Don't ever put it off. We were going to put it off because of some things that we were going to do with this house, and you know, the house is always some issue with this house that we're living in. I said, you know what, for the first time, Darren, I said, you know what, no. I said, we need to focus on ourselves, not the stupid house. We need to focus on us, because it's us that creates our reality, and it's us, and this is why we're in a situation, you know, with like, say, the house that we don't really like. I mean, it's a beautiful house, but there's always some kind of a repair problem it always needs some repairs, because the house wasn't really looked after for quite a while. And before us, I mean, I think it was on the market for quite a long time, so we happened to get it because we thought, oh, it's perfect, you know. But anyway, finally, we took care of ourselves in that way, and we were amazed. We were shocked. And my sleep was, wow. I slept absolutely wonderful. So what I'm thinking of doing, I'm going to get me one of those magnet therapy beds. You can get them on Amazon, actually. I think they're like $1,000. I'm like, man, if we got these damn critters on us all the time, it would make more sense to just freaking get one of those. Because that way you can be on that like every week, and you know, you never have to worry about being zapped by these things ever again. But just the fact that we had these entities on us, it was such an ugly feeling to know. And the thing is, we can't see them. We can only feel them. And I mean, there's so many banishing rituals that you can do as well. It's just a matter of fact of just keeping up with these banishing rituals that you can actually get rid of those things too. But I never felt so much amazing energy, because even if I did the banishings, I still felt depleted. I still felt tired. I still felt all these horrible, like just bad symptoms. So then I asked him, so when do we come back for another treatment? He goes, oh, so in 8 days we're going to go back. And then he does something where it just balances out the body after he took all these little nasties off of our bodies. And then he just balances us out, and then that's it. And then after that, it could be the next 6 months, you know. But just to know that, that we're a host for these things. I mean, it makes you feel really weird to know that you're a host for these things. So, you know, that's probably why if you're not able to manifest things, you don't have the energy that you want, you're being plagued with all these illnesses and viruses all the time, and you don't know why. That is the reason, because you got something sucking your energy field. And you really feel the difference in the head and the back of the neck and the shoulders. You feel this thing completely off of you, like, wow, like as if you've been carried such a heavy load for a long time, and you could just feel it completely off of you, and you're like, wow, my gosh, I had this cast on me the whole time, like it just felt like a chair, you know, on you, a heavy chair or something, a heavy weight, literally, on your shoulders and your back. So, you know, and I started feeling weird because it was shortly after after my visit to Egypt, I went to, the Great Pyramid. And since then, I felt like my brain was zapped. I was completely, like, I was under attack. And I wasn't the same. I didn't feel the same. My brain didn't feel the same. I came back home, and then I was supposed to do another webinar. My mind was absolutely blank. I didn't know where to begin. It was that bad. And this hit me in 2018. So from 17 to 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 20. I had this crap on me for 6 freaking years. From that experience, from that feeling that I knew, you know, obviously I knew I obviously had these things on me even before that, but I knew I felt an extreme difference shortly after the Great Pyramid. So if you guys are going to Egypt, make sure that you really protect yourself. Or if you go, make sure after you go to, you get magnet therapy right away. Because there's a shitload of spirits in there. There's a shitload of entities, and they are ready to just suck your energy. They're these ugly entities on you. And that's very, very important. And you know, they know this. The echelons know this. That's why everything is orchestrated in that way, for you to watch the media, get brainwashed. You know, they know that their energy is, you know, that everybody's energy is going to completely be sucked dry, and laboring for the money, laboring for them, and having all these freaking parasites on you the whole time. You know, it's like, no matter why many people want to commit suicide and leave this world, because they don't know what the hell's happening to them. They don't know what's going on. So I'm here to tell you that, you know, magnetic therapy is one way to go. And, you know, I get excited. You know, once we did the magnet therapy, I was like, man, I got to tell the world. That's pretty much it. That's just how I am. Like, even when I learned to become a secured creditor and I learned about the trust and I was able to get rid of child support, it was like, damn, I need to tell the world. So many people don't even know this, and they're walking around on autopilot, and they're like zombies, and they don't even know this power that they have. And then yesterday I was looking around at the people like, damn, if these people understood about magnet therapy, oh my gosh, you know, that it could relieve you from all the parasites leeching off of your energy, the reptilians and the grays leeching off of your energy field. Oh my gosh. You feel like Superwoman or Superman, you know? But I just wanted to share that with you guys. I mean, it's very exciting, and I'm thinking, please, you know, look into it, actually. Just do research about it. You know, magnet therapy, do research about it and see. And it's known to really help a lot of problems, a lot of illnesses, from fibromyalgia, malaria, cancer. I mean, you name it. And we realize where it's all coming from. And it also balances out your emotions too, because he was saying, yeah, you know, you have a lot of emotions that need to be balanced. And he said something about, you know, I had a lot of anger for my father, and I cry a lot for my mom, because I said, yeah, my mom, she passed away. You know, of course, there's times I do cry a lot for her. But, you know, I didn't have a really good relationship with her either. But, you know, when we did have a good relationship together, it was great. It was wonderful. But she was ill. She was sick, and that, no wonder why she was so ill. She had all these critters on her too, and I used to feel those energies around her. And they were saying she was schizoaffective. She had to be on all these different types of pharmaceuticals, and I can just feel them, like, trying to come onto me from her, from her body. And I could, it was so unpleasant, man. It was like, I could not have a relationship with my mom. And the only time was over the phone. We'd have a great time. You know, as long as she stayed that way, far away, I didn't feel her energy filled, nothing. And that, and if I would have known about magnet therapy, I probably would have helped her. I probably would have saved her life, but I didn't know. It didn't happen at the time because we were not supposed to know then. You know, I had to kind of let that go too, that guilt go, because it's not my guilt, right? But yeah, pharmaceuticals finally did her in, and the COVID shot, you know, obviously all these pharmaceuticals took over her body, and the parasites that went along with it killed her. So, you know, that was it. Just pharmaceuticals alone is so bad on your liver. Taking that crap for so many freaking years, thinking that, oh, this is going to help everything, but really it could be a damn parasite on your head, you know? So if anything, if you can take anything from this episode today, learn about magnet therapy, and always arm yourself, because I tell you, they're out there wanting to jump on you. They're all out there wanting to jump on you. It doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter about your spiritual background or anything, or maybe you have to be this awesome Buddhist or a monk or something. To make sure that they don't stay, they stay away. I don't know, but it's pretty intense. So that's the thing, you know, that they're not only trying to suck the life out of us through the media, through the money system. They just want to eat your energy anyway. They can. These things. Good goddess, man. That's all I can say. But yeah, I mean, a lot of great developments are happening. Just wanted to say that I just started another channel. Actually, you'll find it on the link tree. I put it in the description, and it's called Druzy Raven Moon Witch. So if you guys are into magic, I mean, I'm sure some of you are not. It's okay. It's no problem. But if you're into magic in any way, the left-hand path especially, anything to do with liberation from slavery, taking your power back, then come subscribe to that. It'd be awesome because I cannot wait. I'm going to be uploading more videos. I uploaded two cool videos explaining my background in the magic world and that we really need to arm ourselves. I mean, I'm telling you guys. You know, magnet therapy is a freaking definite one. Hi, Dan. Thank you. Hi, Chinon. Hi, Paf Oxworth. Chinon, how are you? Thank you so much for joining me today, this beautiful morning of Sunday. Yeah, it's beautiful for me now. Now I can see clearly, now the rain is gone. You know, I just felt like singing that song yesterday when, you know, he did the magnet thing. I said, damn, the cloud is off of my head. Holy crap, I can see clearly. Like, I felt 21 again, you know. I'm like, I got to share this with my students. I got to show this with my listeners right now. My gosh, get out there quick. Make a damn appointment, you know, that and getting your enema done, you know, hey, go get your hydrotherapy enema, whatever you got to do to take care of that body, that avatar that carries you through in life, you know? Okay, I will. Oh, thank you, Dan. Hi, Drew. He says, look at Nikola Tesla, research his work on magnetic field to heal. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wonderful. Yes. I had a feeling you would know about this. I don't know why. Like when I was talking and I saw you, I'm like, I bet he's going to say something. And you know what? The thing is, my psychic ability is even more enhanced. It's crazy. Like my daughter it was crazy. She's walking down the stairs and immediately I looked at her. I said, are you guys going to go to the gym? Right? And she goes, oh my gosh, mom. She goes, I was just thinking about that. She's like, that's scary. Like all these little things, you know, like it really clears out your psychic channels. I mean, my gosh. But yeah, the channel, my new channel, Druzy Raven Moon Witch, is on there, and I'm just gonna go all out. I'm gonna be myself, you know. I mean, I have to admit, I've always had like a little fear myself, you know, just a fear, like, oh my god, if I come out of the closet to really let people know that I'm, you know, I'm a magician, I'm a witch, and you know, I don't want to scare people away, you know. But at the same time, I don't feel like it's my authentic self. I gotta be myself. I gotta be my whole authenticity. You know, I have to show who I am. So you guys, it's like, I have to be transparent. I want people to know more about me, not hide and be behind a facade. Like, okay, I'm just a secured creditor girl and that's all. But that's not the whole story. You see, that was not the whole story at all. It wasn't just all of a sudden I became this secure creditor encyclopedia and I just know. No, it was bullshit. I've always been a magician. I have always been a psychic and I've always been a tarot reader. So from that moment, from that point on, you know, and then I moved into, you know, getting involved in exotic dancing because I had to support myself. But I was only doing that for 1 year, only 1 year. I didn't have to do that much longer. You know, I got married again, you know, so I haven't, you know, my whole life has, in order to understand me as a person, you have to understand my background. You got to understand where I came from and how I came to this position in the first place, you know, because that has always been my heart. My soul is magic and being a magical being, knowing that I'm a magical being, knowing that I connect with my ancestors. There's entities that we connect with that are there to help us and support us. And that's something I wish to share for people because that's free. That's completely free. That's your birthright. That's something you need to know. And unfortunately, you know, many of our ancestors were stripped from us. You know, a lot of the teachings, or they had to convert to Catholicism because of fear of the church fathers is going to burn them. So they can't, you know, practice their shamanistic practices anymore. When really that's where magic is really from. It's from the shamans. It's from the indigenous people of the earth. The shamans of the Celts, of the Norse, the Vikings, the Amazons, the Africans, the Asians, you know, it goes way back, but here comes, you know, the church fathers coming to freaking murder everybody if they don't pray to Jesus, when really all of that information was all Anunnaki based. All the fear of if you don't pray to God or pray this way, you're gonna get killed in heaven. That's all Anunnaki bullshit. Okay. So that's why I have to put this information out there so I can get the message out there right for you. And me connecting with my entities, especially Azazel, whatever, he's really, really helped guide me to put this information out there. It's like, it's funny because like just recently I was connecting with him like a couple months ago. I said, Azazel, what am I here to do? Help me. How do I serve? How do I serve humanity? Help me to, you know, with my purpose in life. What is it that I'm here to do? And sure shit, all of a sudden, out of the blue, here comes Billy Carson's work. Boom, boom, boom on YouTube. And I'm like, wow, or on TikTok. He's all over the freaking place. But I'm going to warn you about him, okay? That's the beautiful thing when you're working with demons. I'm telling you right now. Demons are not bad. They're not bad at all. They're not bad energies. They are very, very good. They're actually good for the human race. They're here for the human race. And I go into it in my videos, but I'm going to tell you, you have the power of discernment and you can see right through the bullshit with everybody. The only thing about Billy Carson, he's got a good idea. He's basically explaining everything that Zechariah Sitchin was explaining in the beginning, and he puts everything else together. But he started saying some things that were just not true. I was like, no, that's bullshit. That's complete bullshit. But there were things that I did agree with. And my husband, he's very psychic. He's very telepathic too. He can hear other people's, you know, voices and all that in their heads. He's really good. He can read people's minds. And he said, this guy's bought and paid. I'm sorry. He says he's got some good stuff, but he's bought and paid. And if you've noticed, and just don't take my word for it only. If you notice, a lot of these people, they have some of the information, but they don't have it all. And you know what they don't have? Magic. That's the missing key. All they tell you is, oh, just go within and just pray. That's it. That's all they say. But they'll tell you how everybody is so fucked up and how everybody was so genetically manipulated and the Anunnaki did this to you and that to you. And yes, we have this inner power. We're amazing. But how the frick do we use it then? No one tells you how. David Icke, same shit. Even though, yeah, he tells you how effed up the world is, but no one tells you how to tap into your power. And it's like, oh my gosh, and that's what I love about EA Coetting's work. He tells you how to do it. He tells you how to tap into your freaking power. He's like, connect with your power, connect with your ancestors, connect with these powerful beings that are ancient. They're Anunnaki beings, but they were, you know, they're deceased, but they were there for humanity to overthrow Enlil, who Enlil was another Anunnaki who is also known as Yahweh. I mean, the story goes way, way, way back. And a lot of the stuff from the Old Testament was borrowed from the Sumerians. It's all there, all the information. If you read the Sumerian stuff, and then you go into the Old Testament, then you go into the New Testament, you're like, holy crap, that shit is borrowed. Borrowed from somewhere else. So that's what I love about E.A. Coetting. Coetting's work. If you've ever heard about him, he's got a website called Becoming or BecomeALivingGod.com. And he goes into everything about every magical system on the left-hand path that you can use. And the reason why we say left-hand path, they say, oh, it's black magician, it's dark, it's bad. No, it's dark, it's freaking good. Why? Because we've been lied to believe that on the right-hand path, everything that's light is good for you. And it's bullshit. You know, that's why so many people get so deceived by the light working groups, the light working community. That's all they do is channel. They sit around and channel. They do some energy work, sure, but they're so deceived that, and they're waiting for Nasara and prosperity funds to come and QAnon and is going to help you and Donald Trump's going to save the world. I'm like, God, you guys are far off base, because you're far off, you're looking into the clouds and the stars, but you're not looking inside of yourself. And there's so much deception going on. And when you think about it, when we were in our mother's womb, it was all darkness, guys. It was darkness in our mommy's womb. And we felt safe. And it was nice and dark. And it was comforting and secure and safe. But then we came out into the world of light, with all these different reflections of illusion. That's what the light creates. It creates illusion right before your eyes. It's called the Maya. So they utilize, oh, love and light, everybody. You know, anybody really love and light, you got to really understand and check. And it's funny because even some of the starseeds are saying it's called light dark. They're noticing that. It's not all peaches out there, you see? But with the darkness, when you deal with dark magic, you really do the shadow work. You do the inner work within yourself. And you start to notice. That's when you become aware, and then you realize you're God. You were God this whole time. You're God itself. And through that, once you start to become aware and you start to, you know, take these parasites off of you, by the way, and you start to expand and you just keep evolving. You can't stop evolving. You can never go back. You have to keep growing and growing and growing. So, see, magic is a very important component to the work that I've been doing all these years. You know, it's not just learn to be a secure creditor, learn to get a trust set up. Okay, that's all mundane stuff, sure. But there's a lot more to it. We all have to understand that there's a lot more to this journey. And it has to do with, why are we doing this? What's the whole point of that? Why do we even get involved in this type of work? Okay, just to pay our bills? No, it's not paying your bills, sorry. But you know what I mean? Just to protect yourself from lawsuits, taxes, and all that, from these parasites feeding off of you. But what else? What else are we here for? We're not here just to dodge bullets, okay? That's not what we're here for only. We are here to realize what has been happening to us, and realize, holy crap, we are more than what we think we are. Holy crap. All we got to do is learn the power of magic, learn the power of visualization, imagination, the power of feeling, seeing, experiencing it, being one with it in the present moment now, and then being able to unleash, just let that power go, let it out, and have confidence that it's going to work. That's the power we have. And the power of focus, really taking care of that energy. Wherever focus goes, energy flows, right? So if we keep focusing on the things we don't want and the things that piss us off and the things that get us upset, where's our energy going? We're giving away our energy. So we're here to call back the energy now, today, Sunday. I call back my energy today. Let's say that together. I now call back my energy. I call back my energy today to myself. From those tentacles that we've been putting out into the universe, into all this negative shit, that's what these archons are doing. They are great entertainers, man. They are great illusionists, too. And they know how to grab your energy. And we're here to call that shit back as the powerful warrior magicians that we truly are. And we're all made to be magicians. All of us are. All of our ancestors, I don't care what race you are, what background, they were all practicing magic somehow, some way, because they were all about the earth. They were connecting with the animals, which I'm just in love with animals. I love my kitties. I got 10 of them outside in the backyard. Love them to death. They connect with the trees, the herbs, the plants. All of our ancestors are so magical. That is our lineage. That is our bloodline. Every single one of them out there. I don't care if they're like, oh, but they're Jehovah's Witnesses right now. No, before that, guys, go way, way, way back. That's who we are. We are Atlanteans. We have a lot of power, and with that, if we do have Anunnaki genetics in us, according to Zechariah Sitchin's work, then we are freaking badass. My gosh. Imagine the amazing things that we can do right now. So that's why I created that channel, because I'm like, you know what? I need people to know. I need people to see. And actually, while I'm on that note, let me go find the channel. I'll put it in the chat for you guys. And please feel free to join. Now that I have energy, more energy, my goddess, now I can, let's see here, where's my channel? Okay. Now that I have energy, now I can be happy to do more videos. I mean, that's probably why you're thinking, well, hey, you say you're going to do this, but you don't. I haven't had that much energy, guys. I've been feeding these reptilians and shit. There you go. There's my YouTube channel. So I want to at least do a video a week or a couple videos a week and just really talk about magic, if you guys are open to that, because that's my heart. That's my love. And you guys are all free to join the Circle of Azazel. You'll find it on the channel as well. You'll find the link. You go there, and then it's Linktree, and it will take you to Circle of Azazel. You can come on Facebook. Join us on Facebook. It's all there. And we got a lot of awesome people on there. I mean, people, I cannot believe 1,100 freaking people. And the funny thing is, I haven't even promoted it. Hardly at all. And people are just coming out of nowhere, finding us. They see Circle of Azazel. They can't even help themselves. They're like, yeah, I need to join. I'm like, okay, cool. So, but that's what we're about. That's the thing. If you are about freeing yourself, liberating yourself from the BS that's going on, from the reptilian mindset, from the illusion, the light, the illusional light that we've been thrown at, that has been thrown at us, I mean, then this is the way to go, you know? That's why I was being guided to learn about to become a secure creditor first and learn to get the foreign trust to defeat child support. That was a very serious thing. You know, I've done every magical system you can think of. Nothing worked either until I conjured up Azazel, by the way. So he helped me with child support. He helped lead me to what I needed in order to defeat them and defeat my ex-husband. So that's why I'm like, you know, that's a very important component that I have to bring. It's not just the secure creditor thing. How did I get there? How did I get to learning about the trust? Well, shit, I conjured them up. Things happen. People came to me in the perfect time, and it's crazy because certain people certain messages come through other people. Even when you're walking down the street, you're hearing people say things that you were just learning about. Like, what the hell? Just thinking about that, you know? Your whole world turns extremely magical. So anyway, thank you so much for joining me here. Hope you enjoyed this pretty cool episode. I'm sure you can tell I have so much energy. You can hear me. And you know, I'm barely even clearing my throat anymore too, because the friggin' magnet guy cleared the hell out of my throat. He said, oh my gosh. He says, you had so much mucus there. You had this, you had that, mucus everywhere. And all this stuff, I feel like a whole brand new being, really. So it's like, I have to share this. I got to share this with everybody. Please go get your magnet thing done already. Okay. All right, guys, much love and light. And again, you know, we still have seats available for the December Silver Bullet Trust. The deadline's on December 3rd. So please let me know, you know, go to the website and go to live classes and you can sign up there if that's what you guys want. The next one, I'm not sure when the next one's going to be. It might be February. It might be February or March because we're going to do a move. We're going to move to the mountains. Yeah. We're getting the hell out of the tropics. Moving to the mountains and I want to be near the forest, you know. I want to be near earth, more earth, and more, I don't know. That I'm just feeling that call over there. But anyway, so, but it's a good idea to get on board as soon as you can. And, you know, protect yourself, protect your family, protect your legacy. And so many things to learn. But anyway, take care. Much love and light and darkness.